Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. I'm the creator of the Manformation Personal Development Program for Men. Alpha Male Leadership Strategies, Alpha Male Confidence Strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. Check out my website, manformation.com. So many articles there that will get you to think about, are you doing the things, your thoughts, your actions, in a way that leads you to the life that you really want? And to help you do that, it helps you lead other people. A lot of things to think about. Check that out at manformation.com. Thank you so much for joining me for this Morning Connection podcast. So many other podcasts out there, so many websites, social media destinations. Man, you're just getting bombarded with information all the time. You're taking the time to listen to me. I'm ready. I take my responsibility. You took the time to listen to me to deliver. Right? I just want to let you know, I appreciate that. I am happy for you for taking the time to do things that will launch you ahead. And that's what I want to talk about in this Morning Connection podcast. What are you doing every single day or as often as possible to create that life that you really want, to have those achievements, those accomplishments that are so far beyond the day-to-day activities, the to-do list? What are the thoughts and the emotions that you really want? And what are you going to do? What do you have to do to make those things really happen? Many times we just get caught up in the day-to-day. I mean, it takes us a while. Think about where you are right now. If you're the type of person, you're the type of man to listen to a podcast like this, I am sure you put a lot of thought into growing as a man, as a person, becoming more productive, becoming more successful, right? And all of the thought that you put into the past, maybe you've listened to all of my Morning Connection podcasts, maybe this is just one of the many podcasts that you listen to stimulate thought, if you're a podcast guy, whatever it may be, all that thought, it can't help but sink in, and you take action getting closer to that, those feelings, the emotions, the accomplishments that you want. Now, I know what it's like. It doesn't seem like it's happening as quickly enough as you want it to be. It's not happening as quickly as you want it to be. Maybe it's not moving as efficiently and effectively. It doesn't seem to be flowing as freely as you want. I understand that. That's probably common amongst all of us, but you just keep on keeping on. It's working. And this is the type of activity that you need to do. Somehow, some way, squeeze it in your day. Even when, again, if you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this, you probably made great strides over the last few years, if not last few months, by doing things like this. And you're probably proud of this life that you create, especially when you compare and contrast where you are now to where you used to be. And it took you a lot to get into this pattern, this feeling of comfort, of execution. Maybe you're at that point right now. You're really proud of what you've accomplished. Don't become satisfied with that, even though it took you so much work and mental and emotional flexibility and determination and discipline to get to this point. Because if you continue with the same thoughts, which will lead to the same actions, most of the time, not all the time, right? If you have this long-term vision for your life and this plan step by step, you know, it very well could lead you to those thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you want, right? And actually, that's what we all assume most of the time. I shouldn't speak for everybody. We assume the plan is working and is going to get us to where we want to be 5 years from now, or what that vision we have when all our days are done for our life. I mean, that's the feeling or the assumption that we make, but I want you to really think about that. Is what you're doing right now, is it just getting you through the day? Is it just making today great for you? Again, especially when you compare it to where you used to be. Because it's going to take some new thoughts, which will lead to new actions. Maybe something that you haven't even considered. so far, no matter how much work you're putting into yourself, it's a new set of thoughts which will lead to actions that are going to actually make it happen and not only get you there, produce that quality of life that you really want. Maybe this new set of thoughts will, which will lead to new strategies and actions that you've never thought of before. Maybe it will help you get there quicker and maybe happier and more enthusiastically, right? How much are you falling into the trap that, okay, I know what I'm doing. I just keep on doing this. I'm going to lead. It's going to lead me to where I want to go. You know, how true is that? You got to constantly evaluate that if it's true or not, because you're so determined to get to that next level of accomplishments, feelings, whatever it is for you, right? Again, it takes us a lot to wake up at a certain time. We don't want to wake up at that particular time to work later in the evening to do the things that we don't really want to do, but we know it's going to, or the plan is it's going to get us where we want to go, right? It takes us so much to even create this plan that we're in, to feel more in control. Skip, you should understand, man, where I used to be, oh, this is just amazing. This is awesome, man. I worked really hard to get there. You don't know how much I worked to get these feelings and emotions and this feeling of control and enthusiasm and optimism. Man, I used to be in a really bad place, and that's great. That's great. I just want you to think about, it got you here, but what you really want is that next level, right? Is what you're doing right now, is it going to really take you there, or is it making you feel good in the moment? Now, I really appreciate feeling good in the moment, don't get me wrong. I just want, how much time are you going to dedicate to those extra things? How are you going to steal time? There's only 24 hours in a day for all of us, but somehow, some way, we have to steal time and force ourselves, maybe push all the things that make the here and now, our day-to-day activities that got us here, make us feel comfortable, make us feel in control. Maybe we're going to have to push those away, maybe for 2 whole days, right? Clear off our whole agenda that, again, makes us feel comfortable, keeps us where we're at, right? When we appreciate where we're at. But at the same time, it's not going to get us to the next level. We have to abandon that comfort and enthusiasm that you work so hard to create. We have to push that aside because we have to work in those things that will really get us ahead. And there's a challenge in doing that too, because we've done these things that are paying off. They're pretty much guaranteed things if we continue to think that way and do that those things, right? We're assured a certain level of comfort and enthusiasm and in control and so much productivity, right? Now we got to push those aside, make room for all these other things, and we don't know if they're going to work. All right, we may try 10 things and only one works, and we wasted all that time where we could have stayed in our comfort zone just doing the things over and over again that have some bit of productivity and success and effectiveness, right? But they're still not going to get us where we want to go. And that's the constant challenge. You know, maybe think about how many things can you do every week or every day, whatever it is for you. I just want you to get thinking about this process, right? I mean, I know what that's like. So I got up really, really early yesterday morning, working all day long. You know, I have a lot of things going on, just probably like you do. And I know that they're the things that just keep me where I am. And I'm constantly, okay, I'm thinking about this next big project that's going to launch everything to the next level. But how do I make the time for that? My week is packed already. And even when I'm not packed with activity, I've got that wife and those kids that are so important to me that I want them to have the extra time. I worked hard to get to this position, not to just work some more, to have those feelings and emotions. I'm doing all of this, my vision for my family, right? So with that extra time, why do I stack on things that are going to make more accomplishments when I can just soak them up right here and now? I think you can relate to that challenge. But I understand to make it all happen, I'm going to have to, right? So I'm constantly doing that through the day. Last night, I had a couple thoughts. Yesterday, so it's like, you know, being in shape, that's important to me. It's part of my business plan. It's part of my vision that, you know, I want to be healthy and alert for my kids as long as humanly possible. I mean, that's such a goal of mine. I tell you, I have this one great friend, and you know, we went to high school together, so we're the same age. And I remember, you know, talking to him like 5 years ago, and I remember him saying how important it was. I just want to, you know, work hard, provide for my kids at a certain level, and live long enough. And I think he said something like, until they get in college. Like, that's what was pressing him. That was what he was working for. He was creating that sense of urgency. And I remember it struck a chord with me. I really took notice of what he said. But at the same time, I thought that was kind of odd, because I'll just say, speak for me. You tell me if this is true for you. But you kind of have this assumption sometime that you're just going to live forever. And you have all this time to make all these things happen. You know, what gets us to do things is a sense of urgency. And that you can be 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, whatever it is, you in your own mind, you sell yourself that I must do this now for whatever reason. That's all in your own head. That creating that sense of urgency, putting that pressure on yourself for whatever reasons you come up with, your reality is what's important, not what other people think, because I thought that was strange at the time when he said that. Well, guess what? Now I'm in that situation. I totally relate. And so part of, as far as putting that sense of urgency on myself to produce, right, my health, I want to stay just not just alive, I want to be healthy and alert as long as humanly possible for my kids. It creates this sense of urgency. And how does that relate to what I'm talking about? Is that, so exercise is important. You know, cardiovascular exercise is important to me. So I'm thinking, how do I steal all this time to get ahead and at the same time maintain my body and my health right now? And so I'm thinking, you know, this driving back and forth to the gym, all right, I would like to do two cardio sessions, right? But, you know, that is just, for me, with what I'm doing, it's just ridiculous to go back and forth to the gym twice in a day, right? So I said, you know what? I need to go on Craigslist. I need to find a high-quality exercise bike, right? And it's not just about the health aspects to do that in the evening. I was thinking, you know, I could get that bike and then just blast out 20 hard minutes like in the evening when I'm getting my second or third wind for the day to prolong my day, right, to be healthy. But the other thing is to steal time ahead is to, you know, put on the headphones, right? Put on my wireless headphones, hook it up to, you know, my phone that's just filled with podcasts, audio recording lessons, all those things, those thoughts and strategies that I pull off the internet for free, hopefully like you're, you know, pulling off these Morning Connection podcasts because you know they're going to launch you ahead and you want to, you know you must to get ahead, fit them into your day somehow, some way, right? Maybe you've invested in a man formation, the alpha male leadership strategies that transform you to the man you really want to be, the mindset and actions of a powerful alpha male. You've invested in yourself, right? And so it's that type of information that's just has my phone just totally filled up. You know, my coaching sessions, right, that I get coaching, I'm reviewing, I'm picking out the distinctions maybe from the week before. And, you know, if you're one of my coaching clients, how do you steal the time? You don't just, you know, you want to get everything out of the investment that you make in your life and you get with coaching with me, right? And so we record every single session. That's what I do with my one-on-one weekly coaching sessions. And many times, because they're so powerful, one of the assignments that I get them to do is to listen to the recording over again from a new perspective, listening to their voice qualities, listening to their beliefs, listening to how they described whatever challenges and victories. Right. So, you know, I'm listening to that. I'm thinking, wow, that would be a great time. You know, 20 minutes productivity. Okay. I don't waste my time going back and forth to a gym. I don't have time to go there a second time. But yeah, that 20 minutes would be awesome. I could steal that time so I could meet my vision of being healthy. You know, it's part of my job, part of what I do, what I've, my identity for so many years. But more importantly, it's healthy for my kids to last longer. I won't be away from them very long. I'm efficient with my time. And it forces me to sit down and listen to these powerful information and thoughts and picking them up. Somehow, some way, snatching them. I might have to listen to 20 hours of podcast, of audio programs while I'm on that bike, piecing together a piece, 20 minutes at a hard cardio at a time in the evening, right? In addition to what I did while I was in the gym too, right? On my Facebook or my Instagram, you know, one of my former training partners, he commented on, you still listen to those podcasts in the gym? Yeah, that's time I'm stealing. You know, so I've got, you know, 20 minutes of the cardio, but I also have, you know, the 45 minutes, hour or so listening to something from some source that's going to put me ahead. I understand my current thoughts. I'm going to need a different set of thoughts that are going to lead to a certain different set of actions that are going to get me ahead. I don't know where it's going to come from. I might have to listen to 10 hours from all these different sources just to find that one distinction. But I have to steal the time to do that. So that was one thing. Then at the end of my long day, there was a speaking engagement with a speaker who caught my attention, actually invested in his, you know, audio programs, and he was doing a local live event. And it was, you know, like I said, I don't know, I got up at like 3:30 that morning working all day long, and it was from 6 to 9 o'clock at night. And again, I'm conditioned to look for these things that I'm encouraging you to do. And so I go, yeah, I got to go because, and I sell myself because you're going to be at that crossroads. Well, I'm going to hear something that's going to put me ahead. Because like I said, if you listen to 10 hours of audio, right, you may only get like one distinction that whoever you're listening to, it took 3 minutes for them to actually say, but you went through 10 hours, right? So you have to think, wow, is this going to be like, when I go to this, is it going to be like the 9 hours and 57 minutes, or will there be one of those 3 minute breakthrough moments, distinctions, thoughts for me? And that's the battle that we go through, right? When I'm talking about these things, which one is it going to be? But you're never going to know if it's going to be that one distinction in 3 minutes until you're willing to waste, quote unquote, waste, if there's such a thing, those other 10 hours, right? And so I was going through those thoughts. Oh, I got to do this. I knew about this situation, this presentation, this meeting. I knew about it for days, and I never really committed to the invitation. I never even put it on my calendar until yesterday. I said, what did I do? I connected to my vision. What do I want to accomplish for you? And it was a business type presentation, right? And it's all to what my vision is, this whole manformation movement. And I want to talk more about that on a future podcast. I need to get really clear and let you know this movement that you want to be a part of. And so I said, okay, I must do this. And then, you know, what happened was before we were out of coffee because I wanted to get some coffee before I was going to take off, right? Because I felt I needed that to go, you know, more and more hours into the evening and be alert and pay attention. I'm going to invest the time driving down there, sitting through this presentation, hoping that I'm going to find that one distinction or that one strategy, if not more, right? And so right before I was going to go, my daughter, Brooklyn, is always running up to me and everything. She tripped and fell, and she just hit a step. And oh, my God. I'll tell you, you know, kids, their safety, it's everything to me. And I'm just thinking, God, all these little toddlers. I mean, it seems like there's so many near misses and just such a responsibility. Oh, man, I just grabbed that little girl. She's okay. But just makes you so fearful. I just wanted to hold her so tight. And I just wanted to hold her so tight. And I was almost using that as an excuse. Well, you know what? Do I need to go to this thing? Right? Those are the dilemmas that we're faced, the challenges, the questions that we ask ourselves all the time when we're trying to put ourselves ahead. But we must do it. So it went until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I have been up since 3:30 this morning, right? Had to start off my day with a coaching client. I'm here on the West Coast, so it's 7 a.m., bright and early for this particular client. But it's 4 a.m. here on the West Coast when we start, right? So had to get up this early this morning. I knew that, but I just went. But you know what the thing is? It was such an awesome investment of my time. I got more than what I expected. more than just one distinction strategy. I'm so thankful that I did that. But it was a battle. Every step of the way, it would have been so easy just be holding that little girl, stay in my pen. Hey, you know, I'm doing pretty well, doing enough. But I kept on pushing myself. No, I got to keep on looking for that. And again, in my out of those 10 hours, this very easily could have been like the 9 hours and 57 minutes with nothing new, nothing. But it's just, man, pushing yourself. You got to do that. You got to do that. What is it that you're doing? You don't get satisfied with the day-to-day grind, even if it's working, because is that going to get you to where you want to go? And really think about that. Don't just say, no, Skip, I just keep on doing what I'm doing. Everything is going to happen. Really? Is that true? I want to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to wrap up this Morning Connection podcast. I want to really get you to think about, is what you're doing really going to take you to where you want to go? And we'll go through our Morning Connection daily discipline. So we'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Skip LaCour Coaching, exclusive next level one-on-one life coaching that will give you the sense of control and direction you need to succeed at the highest level. One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all of your hard work, discipline, and abilities to build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. I'm getting you to think about, is what you're doing, or are you setting aside enough time to do the things that are above and beyond the day-to-day grind, no matter how well you're doing, that are going to get you ahead to really make those big goals, those big dreams, those feelings and emotions that you really want? Are you spending the time to do those things that are really going to make that happen? You can never become satisfied with just doing an excellent job at the day-to-day grind that got you to where you are right now. Even if you're, you know, happy, you're proud of what you're doing, this day-to-day grind, what it's actually produced for you. Because the question is it going to get you to where you really want? Now, I want you to think about if it is really serving you to make those life goals happen, even though you feel comfortable, even though you feel in control. Maybe you feel enthusiastic about your day with this pattern. But I want you to really, really think about and continually think about, is it really getting you to where you really want to go? Constantly evaluate it. Maybe even through that constant assessment, monitoring, evaluation, you may not do anything differently, and that's fine. But I just want you to think about it. I do it all the time with everything that I do. This Morning Connection podcast, it would be so easy for me to just get up every morning, just do it, right? I mean, it's a certain pattern. I'm familiar with it. I get a lot of great feedback where it's helping you in some way, shape, or form. I love the creative aspect of it. It helps me personally, at least for the here and now. But that doesn't mean it can't be better. It can't serve you better. It can't be more effective and efficient at, instead of just pumping you up, making you feel good. Maybe I can ask a better set of questions. Maybe it can have a whole different format to get you to actually take action that's actually producing results and not just making you feel good in the moment, right? Maybe even I think about, well, should I do this every single day? Hey, how about if I mix it up, right? Because, you know, part of it is getting you hungry to look for those distinctions, shake up your pattern. Because sometimes it's our pattern that, again, it makes us feel comfortable and it makes us feel like we're progressing. And at the same time, that pattern that we've fallen into could be sabotaging our future and those things that we really want. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't just do it every day like clockwork. I should mix it up. I know if you crave pattern structure, you know, that could be the very thing that's preventing you from getting you what you want. So if I create the same type of structure and pattern and I don't mix it up, I may be feeding into that feeling, emotion that you crave, that you think that's just the way to live, keep things blocked in, I need to have all this, right? That's your beliefs, but those beliefs are making you feel good in the moment. At the same time, that exact thing may be compromising your long-term future. So I think about those things. You know, again, how can I communicate? Then as far as, you know, my big vision, my big goals for you, what I want to accomplish for you, but also for myself and my family. You know, is that the highest and best use of my time just because I created a day-to-day pattern? You know, even if I don't change anything, you got to constantly think about it. I got to constantly think about that, right? You can't just assume that it's going to get you to where you really want to go. So really think about that. Is what you're doing, these day-to-day patterns, and I appreciate, you know, what it took for you to get here and maybe where you've come from, but that doesn't guarantee that just more of the same is going to get you to where you really want to go. I talk to a lot of men, again, men who are successful. They don't need to, like, have this big breakdown that their life just sucks, right? Even to put themselves in a place to have one-on-one coaching with me, having that freedom, that option, that ability to take advantage of that option, they must be doing some things in life well. And they can focus on that and not do the things that'll push them ahead. Right? So when they come to me, they're just not, you know, losers by any means. They could focus on what they're successful at and then never do anything. The day-to-day has produced a certain level of success. Yet they want more. They want more, and they're looking for those distinctions, strategies, and that's when they come to me. And usually they've already been down a path. They, for example, they could be amazing at their business, but they don't have the love and the connection. Their whole understanding of how relationships work and what they need to overcome, how they look at women versus how they look at themselves. And usually they just haven't put enough thought into it, and they want to attack that area of their life. When they come to me, they've pushed themselves, they've hoped, and now they could be like 38 years old, 48 years old, and it never happened for them. Now the question is, and I'm glad that they're taking action, and I'm doing everything I can using my abilities to make that one area of life, if not several areas of life, happen. For a lot of men who I coach, they have that part of their life down, but they haven't focused on using their full potential and talents to create the options that money will bring, right? And they have all these good thoughts and ideas, but the perspective lacks on how to make that happen, right? You don't want to fall in the pattern of going, you know, 2 more years, 10 more years, 20 more years, just assuming what you're doing on the day-to-day because it's comfortable is going to make that happen. More of the same is going to make it happen. I don't want you to be 38 years old and still trying to figure out relationships and you're not no closer to that love and that connection, that family and that trust where you're comfortable and not worrying about losing all your stuff because of a divorce. You don't want to even be in that place. Is what you're doing right now just going to continue down that path? Or is and you just hope something is going to break through? I hope it does. I hope it magically breaks through for you, but it's usually going to take a new set of thoughts and actions. Right? Same thing with, you know, financially. If you're 40 years old, you've been working your whole life, you haven't figured it out yet. Why would you believe that more of the same is just what, 42 years old, boom, all of a sudden, you know, it just starts flowing in. Right? That's usually not how it works. And how much are you holding on to that day to day? I'm executing. I created a plan. For example, you know, you create a plan of how to find the woman of your dreams, have that trust, that love, the perfect woman, perfect mother, family, and then your life's going to be that way, right? And you came up with this plan, I don't know, 5 years ago when you didn't even have any of that. But how did you come up with that plan? It makes sense to you. Right now, it's 5 years later, that plan isn't working. How did you even have the insight to even create that plan? Now, again, if you have that area of your life all taken care of, you know, how is the money part going to happen if it hasn't happened to this point, if you created this plan like 5 years ago when you had no money, no insight? Are you really getting closer? And even if you are, can you speed up the process? If your health and fitness, same thing. Is it just going to come? Or is it going to be a new distinction as far as a mindset? Or do you really think it's going to be a weight training strategy or a cardio strategy or an eating strategy that's going to do it? It's probably going to be a mindset injected the mindset that you may not have right now. So those are the things that you need to think about constantly. Is what you're doing going to really take you there? All right? Don't get satisfied. I guess the big warning is don't get satisfied just because you're doing an excellent job of taking care of these day-to-day tasks, these day-to-day disciplines. You have this structure that you planned out, and now you're executing. Don't be happy about executing it if it's not going to really get you ahead. So 10-second daily disciplines that we do during our Morning Connection podcast. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Was that maybe for you that was you did take that half hour, you did take that whole day, you pushed things aside, got out of your comfort zone because you put your attention in hoping that it was going to be those 1 out of 10 things that will launch you ahead. It's going to be that 3 minutes out of the 10 hours that's going to launch you ahead. And you were uncertain. You didn't want to do it. You didn't want to break out of your pen, but you did it anyway. Maybe that was one of the things that you did yesterday that you could do today or this week that will impress even you. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, that experience, that accomplishment that you really want that would take you months, you know, if not years of you stretching yourself, always stealing that time to take the gamble with your time, energy, and emotion to break away from the comfortable and predictable pattern that you've created in the hopes that it's going to pay off at a higher level and get you to where you really want to go. But you got to know what that is. What is that? What is that? Is what you're doing right now, is it the highest and best use of your time that's going to actually produce those results, or is it keeping you in the pattern? What do you want to be known for? What do you want to be known for when it's all said and done? What's your mission, your vision in life? That's something I want to, again, I mentioned this earlier in this podcast. I want to really talk to you about my manformation mission that I have for you as a man, all right? What do you want to be known for? What's your mission, all right? Hey, tell me what the biggest takeaway that you got from this Morning Connection podcast, this particular one. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Again, do this for you, that you're taking action. You're taking just a few seconds to think about it. Day by day, Morning Connection podcast, one at a time. You're pulling these distinctions because life is always teaching these lessons. How much are you paying attention? And can you take just a couple minutes to document it? Not for me, although I love hearing from you, but you do it for yourself. All right? Have a great day, guys. We will connect again tomorrow.